National Council of Jewish Women, Pittsburgh Section, Oral History 2. This is Celeste Burke. It is December 3rd, 1997. We are interviewing Marilyn Latterman. Marilyn, would you give us your address, please?
1230 Squirrel Hill Avenue.
Marilyn, we'd like to start with your ancestral background, your great grandparents. Could you tell us something about them, who they were?
Not really my great grandparents. I don't know. My grandparents, I do know. On my father's side, my grandfather was Hyman Sugarman, and his wife was Sarah. They came to this country, I would say about 1903, and brought my father with them. He was the oldest of their five children.
Where were they coming from?
And they were coming from Russia, where I'm not quite certain. My grandmother's name was Katz. Her maiden name was Katz. I don't know where she came from either. It's sad. I wish we did know that. My grandmother was the second wife of a man by the name of Maurice. That's my mother's. Now I'm going to get mixed up. Let's keep my father's side
all
first.
Right.
My grandfather had a store in Old Allegheny, and I remember going to it. I was a little girl. And he died very young. He was in his 50s.
If you were to locate Old Allegheny in today's Pittsburgh,
in
where
today's
would
Pittsburgh, it would be the north side of Pittsburgh. And it was called Old Allegheny in those days. And he had a clothing store there. And I have a picture of him and my grandmother standing in the store. So that's kind of fun to have.
Yeah.
My grandmother, after he died, closed the business, and my father moved her to the Wendover Apartments in Squirrel Hill, and she lived there till she was 64 when she passed away. My mother's family came from Kishinev in Russia, K-I-S-H-I-N-E-V, Kishinev. Their name was Margolis. Her father died before she came to this country. He was in a pogrom, and he got pneumonia hiding, and he died.
This is in Russia.
This is in Russia, in Kishinev. There were terrible pogroms in Kishinev in about 1903, somewhere in there. My mother and her mother and two brothers came to this country in about 1905, 1906. Her father had been married before and had a family of four children before he married my grandmother. And when he died, the four children went with the first wife's mother to Manchuria, China, and from Manchuria to Shanghai. And they lived in Shanghai through the Second World War. And after the Second World War, they contacted my mother. Really, they contacted my uncle, Harry Margolis, who was a very famous physician at that time in Pittsburgh. They knew he had wanted to be a doctor. So they contacted the American Medical Association and found him. And they were living in Hong Kong and in Tokyo at the time, and their mother had gone to Israel because it was the only place that would take her after the Second World War, and she was Jewish. When she got out of China, because the Chinese did not want any white people there, when they got out of China, they had citizenship in Israel because Israel had just become a state in 1948. So that's kind of an interesting side to the family, and I know them, and they're wonderful people, and fun to have other relatives that I didn't know existed.
Oh, that was my question.
I never knew that they existed until maybe 1960, and my mother flew to the Orient to meet them, so it was fun. They now live in the United States. So
your mother knew about them.
She knew about them, and I don't think she ever told us about them. I don't think she ever discussed it. I think she thought they were all dead, and where they went and how they lived or anything, because they came here. She was a little girl, my mother and her two brothers. They were all babies. They came here, and this was an older bunch of four that went somewhere else. I mean, the other ends of the earth at the time. So that's my mother's history. That's a little bit about her.
But they all decided to move to the United States.
Yes.
All four of these people.
One. The others, I don't really know. I know a niece of one of my mother's who's in Israel now. That was a second family. I do know that. So I know of two. The Russian one, the ones that maybe have went back to Russia, I don't know anything about. I really should find out. It would be interesting to see if they know.
A little detective.
Yeah, a little detective work. Anyhow, my mother grew up here in Pittsburgh. She was lucky. She went to Pitt. She put herself through Pitt. And she was a buyer at Frank and Cedar and Rosenbaum's when she was barely out of college. She was a buyer. My father also went to college, but he won a Westinghouse scholarship, and that's how he got tuition to go to college.
Now, back to your mother for just a second. How did she put herself through college?
God knows. She worked since she was 14 years old, and whatever it is, she was very smart. She was a very smart lady, and she worked. I don't think her mother worked. They must have had some money when they came. But she worked and put herself through college, and then she helped put her oldest brother through medical school. So those two got college degrees, and he became a doctor, so he had an additional degree, and the youngest brother didn't go on to school. He didn't want to. He could have, but he didn't want to. So those are her three, her siblings.
And then did your mother meet your father in college?
My mother met my father after college. And they were married in 1929, before the Depression, in the summer of 1929. And with whatever money they had, they went to Europe on a honeymoon. And then came the crash. But they were both very lucky. They both had jobs. And the retail business was going on. My father, you want to go into that? Or
absolutely.
My father, who won this Westinghouse scholarship, went to Carnegie Tech. And he was in the engineering school. He was a terrible engineer. He really was. But while he was going to school, he was also working at Kaufman's. And he was a shoe salesman in Kaufman's. And he became the buyer of shoes. And then he became the buyer of sporting goods. And then he became the buyer of something else. Then he became a merchandise manager. And then he became a vice president of Kaufman's. And when Kaufman's became May Company, he became the president of Kaufman's after I.D. Wolf. So he worked his way up through Kaufman's, I mean, starting as a shoe salesman. And he was a brilliant retailer.
It can be done.
It can be done. My mother, who had been a buyer for Rosenbaum's and Frank and Cedar's, decided to go into business for herself. And she owned a store at 5th and Smithfield, catty corner to Kaufman's, called the Adrian Shop. And she owned that shop for many years until my father became president of Kaufman.
What kind of a shop?
It was a dress shop. It was a women's dress shop. And she, when he became president of Kaufman, they made her sell the store because she was great competition. And that's the truth. They made her sell the store. So she was not the kind of woman that was a homebody. She really wasn't. She liked working. And she, it was very unusual. I mean, I knew two women when I was growing up that worked. One was a lawyer, and the other was my mother. And
about what time was this when your father became president?
In the 50s. Let's see. I would say early 50s. I'm not really sure. In 1961, May Company transferred him to Los Angeles, where he became vice president of May Company in Los Angeles. So, and that was a very difficult move for him. He didn't want to leave Pittsburgh. He loved Pittsburgh. He loved people. He was a very outgoing, wonderful guy. And he did not want to go to Los Angeles. But he did, and he retired in 1964. In 1965, and he died in 1966. So that was sad. No. Oh, they made a wonderful life in Los Angeles. And there, my mother was a widow in Los Angeles for about 3 years, and stubborn, and I mean, wouldn't come back, and finally came back and picked up her life in Pittsburgh again, and had a wonderful life here.
Now, what did she do when she had to sell Adrian's shop?
She did some charity work, and she had a bunch of really great girlfriends. I mean, there's couples, and she played cards, and she, I guess, played with my children. And will you excuse me 1 second? She did work. She worked for the Symphony and for the Opportunity Shop, which was, I think, the operas. So she did that kind of thing. Yeah, she did some community thing.
The Opportunity Shop was on Fifth Avenue.
I don't remember. I think so. Yes. Yes, on Fifth Avenue, and she would work for them. And that's the kind of thing that she did. Her background was such that that's what she liked to do, and so that's what she did.
And how many siblings do you have?
I have one brother.
His name?
His name is Harvey Sugarman. He lives in Richmond, Virginia. He is a surgeon and holds the surgical chair at Medical College of Virginia. He's my younger brother, but he has gray hair. And he has a darling wife from Altoona, Pennsylvania, and 4 children, and 1 is married, and 2 are still in college.
What is his wife's name?
Her name is Betsy. Her name is Betsy Levine. Her father was Jewish, her mother was not. And in those days, I think that was very unusual. Her father was in the reserve, in the Army Reserve. He was a cavalry officer. Interesting for a Jewish man in Altoona, Pennsylvania. She has 1 brother, Ben. Her father's name is Ben also. And they're both gone. Her mother and father are gone.
Tell us about you. You were the firstborn.
I was the firstborn. And,
excuse me, I should have asked you your birth date, the very first day.
2/15/32.
You're almost exactly.
You and I. When's your birth? What part of this?
Not recruited.
Anyway, I was born in 32 in Pittsburgh. I lived exactly 1.5 blocks from here, around the corner on Forbes and Plainfield, in a half of a double. I went to Whiteman School. My children wanted to know if I went by horse and buggy. I lived 2 blocks from Whiteman School. At the time, I lived on Murdoch Road. I went to Linden School after that for a year, and then I went to Winchester.
Right, now Linden was
Linden
high school,
school was 7th and 8th grade. I mean, it was a school that went through 8th grade, so I went in 7th grade after I graduated from Whiteman School, which I loved. Linden School I hated.
Do you have any idea how old Whiteman School is?
Yes, I do know, as a matter of fact. It's 100 years old because we had a 100th birthday party for it last year, and we had a great show, and I was in the show. So it was fun.
You performed?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing that a long time. I'm very hoarse today, but I can sing. I also dance, so it's fun. But I went to Whiteman, then to Linden, and then to Winchester Thurston. Then I went to Wellesley College. I graduated from Wellesley. And got married this summer after graduation.
That year was?
1954. I married Earl Latterman, also a Pittsburgher. Do you care if I skip around like this?
Go right ahead.
He was—he lived on Waldron Street in Squirrel Hill, and he went to Colfax School, and then to Alderdice. graduated from Alderdice in 47, was president of his class, of the senior class in Alderdice. Went to Carnegie Tech for undergraduate school. Started in the brand new industrial administration school at Carnegie Tech. He was in the second class, and the Korean War was on. So he decided he'd rather be in the Navy than the Army, and he enlisted. And came back after the Korean War. We always said that if the Korean War were east, he went west with the Navy. He never saw anything that looked like action at all.
You had to avoid it.
Well, it wasn't that he avoided it. The Navy just didn't send it. And went back and finished school at Carnegie Tech, in the Industrial Administration Graduate School. His father was ill, so he went into business with his brother, which was the electrical supply company, Northern Light Company, and then decided that he wanted to do something else, and went into a steel company for sales.
What was the name of that company?
Tygart, T-Y-G-A-R-T. He had a cousin, Sidney Feldman, who was the owner, and he became his partner. And when Sidney retired, he ran that company. Then he sold it. It's still in existence today. He sold it and went into investment. And he is an investment manager with Advest. And likes it a lot. Very interested and he's very good at it. It's very nice. To get back to me,
yeah.
I have 3 children. Michael was born in 1955. Went to Whiteman School at Alderdice, and then to Middlebury College.
That's Middlebury, Vermont.
In Middlebury, Vermont. And then I don't know how the name is now, but he went to Iowa to osteopathy school. And he became an osteopath. He he is in Miami now, running. He's the head of an emergency medicine program at a hospital there. Loves it. Loves emergency medicine. Loves it. Very happy. Sue Ann, number two child.
Sue Ann, two words.
It went to Whiteman School, then to Alderdice. And in her junior year, she was one of the first 12 girls at Shadyside Academy. She called us and she said, we were skiing. We were out of the country skiing. And she called and she said, tomorrow they're giving the test for entry at Shadyside. I said, well, can you fill out the application? She says, sure. This is in the middle of the night when she called us. I mean, that's the time difference. And we said, sure, and she was accepted. She was one of the first 12 girls and went in 11th grade. And she loved it. It was a great experience for her.
Do you know what year that was? That was the first
year. Do you know? She was born in 57, so I honestly don't know. I get confused with who graduated when. Somewhere around, I would say 72. Somewhere in there. Does that sound about right? Yeah. Because she had already done 8 years and then 2 years. So she was 16. From there, she went to Wellesley for 1 year and decided to go to University of Pennsylvania. Graduated from Penn with a few little side trips where she would take a year off and teach skiing in Colorado. Twice, she did that twice. We were pretty tough. We said, you take the year off, you support yourself. She said, fine. And did very well. She taught skiing and she worked at a restaurant and she found a place to live. She's very enterprising. Graduated from Penn and was accepted at Penn and Veterinary School. So she is her degree is veterinary medicine. She started doing reproduction work with large animals, horses mostly, thoroughbred horses. And then came back to Pittsburgh and worked as a veterinarian at Larry Gerson's on Reynolds Street. She worked there for a couple years, and then she decided, 3 years I guess, that it wasn't quite what she wanted to do, and so she took herself to Pitt and got her an MBA. And is now doing biotechnology startup companies in San Francisco. She's her own boss. She works for and with venture capital companies and loves what she's doing.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, she's a terrific girl. Really is.
Cute.
Neither she nor Michael are married. Stephen, my youngest, is, he went to Whiteman School. Thank God for Whiteman School. We miss it.
Your reunions must be wonderful.
Oh, hysterical. I mean, I'm very friendly with everybody that was in my class. In sixth grade, he went to Shadyside. He came home one day and he said, he had a teacher who was not a very good teacher. He came home and he said, this is what she taught me today. I had that in second grade. And we pulled him out of Whiteman School. And he went to Shadyside and graduated from Shadyside. And then went to the University of Pennsylvania and graduated from there. Then he went to Carnegie Mellon. To the Industrial Administration School. And while he was there, a man came who had been working for Westinghouse came in and wanted help getting a business started. So he did his business plan and helped him get the company started, then went to work with him. Put some money into it and became a partner in a company called Alpha and Omega. Worked there for 4 years, I would say, and then left and became a partner with my husband in the investment business. Which is wonderful for my husband, and I think not so bad for Stephen. He was married August 31st this year to a McKeesport girl. You know? All right. So
his name is?
Whose name is Leslie Bondy, B-O-N-D-Y. And they had some wedding. They really did. And I think they're very happy. And I hope so. And, you know, take each day as it comes. So that's Stephen. That's my three children.
One of them is still close enough.
Thank goodness. The other two live in nice places here. But one is here. And I like him a lot.
Now, let's talk about you, Marilyn, and your interest.
Marilyn, after she was married, after I was married, had a child very soon after I was married. The next year I was married in 54, and Michael was born in 55. And in, I would say, 1954, Earl had always been involved with, in high school and college, with the United Jewish Federation. He had campaigns in those days. And I started to become involved with the Federation. How are we doing?
I don't know. Stop it.